Madam Lieutenant Governor, Madam President, Mr. Speaker, leaders, justices, judges, legislators, elected officials, distinguished guests, family, friends, and fellow Iowans, it is an honor and a privilege to serve as your governor. I thank God each and every day for this opportunity that has been provided to me to serve you and all the people of Iowa. I stand before you once again to report on the condition of our state and to outline a focused agenda and a biennial budget. I'm pleased to report that we've made great progress. Our state's balanced budget is built on the principles of stability and predictability. It is a shining example of the good work that we have done together. In the areas of job creation and economic development, I'd put our efforts to successfully attract new jobs and market both here at home and across the country and across the world against efforts of any state. And yet in other areas, an honest assessment would suggest that we still have much work to do. In particular, I reference our ongoing efforts to reduce property taxes and adopt a truly transformational educational system. Iowans are entering a period of unprecedented opportunity, and we in this chamber have it within our grasp to help foster this state's greatest economic expansion and quality of life improvement in modern history. Perhaps the heaviest lift of the last 2 years was restoring budgeting practices that insisted on strict fiscal discipline. I insisted on a 2-year budget, and we measured all tax and spending decisions through the lens of a 5-year budget projection. And today, I'm once again submitting a biennial budget for fiscal years 2014 and 2015 and ask you to commit to join me in making this sound budgeting practice a reality so that those most dependent on our vital services that we can deliver to them and they can trust that our promises made are promises kept. As a result of the tough choices that we made, Iowa is currently in the best financial position in our state's long and proud history. Council and the Iowa Partnership for Economic Progress. These efforts have paid big dividends, leading to the 2 largest private capital investments in Iowa history, with the construction of new fertilizer plants in Lee and Woodbury counties. All total, in the 2 years since this administration took office, our efforts have landed more than $5.3 billion in capital investments in Iowa. These investments translate into jobs for thousands of Iowans and higher incomes for so many Iowa families. When I stood before you just 2 years ago, Iowa's unemployment rate was over 6%. Today, our unemployment rate is at 4.9%, the lowest it's been in 4 years. In In addition, through the efforts of Lieutenant Governor Reynolds and University of Northern Iowa President Ben Allen, we launched the Governor's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM initiative. This initiative is already enhancing learning opportunities for Iowa children by putting outstanding STEM programs in more than 800 site locations. But our work in education reform has not gone far enough. We were reminded yet again last month when a new study showed that our students' ranking on vocabulary tests had slipped to mediocrity. Let me ask you this very hard question. When did we decide that middle of the pack was good enough when it came to Iowa's children's education? Did we really make that decision, or did we simply let it happen through inaction? Let's take the same serious approach we took to solving our budget problems and reshaping our economic development efforts to making our schools the best in the world. Future. For too many years, young people have looked to the coasts in search of career opportunities, be it the financial industry prospects in the East or the tech sector in the West, and Iowa was relegated to the status some disparagingly called flyover country. Today, we're living a different story. Within the past year, Iowa has gotten a serious look by more than 1.3 billion residents of China, many of whom are familiar with our state as a result of the special relationship we have with their incoming president. It was just a year ago that I invited China's next president, Xi Jinping, to visit our state. As you know, he accepted my invitation, and many of you were in attendance at the dinner we hosted right here in the state capitol in his honor. Iowa's emerging role in the world economy really struck home to me at the dinner that night that we hosted for Vice President Xi and his delegation. He said Iowa was the first place in the United States that he ever visited. And then he said, in reference to the special people that he met in Iowa on that trip, "To me, you are America." The next day, fittingly, at the World Food Prize building, our state signed an agreement with China to provide more than $4.3 billion in soybeans. Iowa no longer just feeds the world, it feeds the world economy. Vice President Xi and his delegation's visit made it clear Iowa is flyover country no more. Today, Iowa-produced avionics are installed in aircraft in Brazil. Iowa tractor technology plows the ground in Russia. And Iowa lighting illuminates growth around the world. Innovation is propelling Iowa forward, both at home and abroad. The coming decades can be ours if we're bold enough to make these incredible opportunities our new Iowa reality. This year, I bring to you a bold action plan focusing specifically on three goals. First, job creation and expanding opportunities for Iowa families. Second, improving educational opportunities for Iowa children. Third, improving the health of all of our citizens. These are opportunities that not only benefit us, but they will reshape the future for our children and grandchildren. This is our opportunity. This is our Iowa. In the past 2 years, Iowa has experienced some significant successes. Family incomes in Iowa have grown the second highest rate of any state in the nation at nearly 7%, and our economy has created 100,000 jobs. These are nice success stories, but they are only the first chapters in a book of accomplishments that we are still writing. There is much more to do, because this is our opportunity. This is our Iowa. When we consider strategies for stimulating our economy to encourage job creation, we need to look at ways to lower the cost of doing business in this state. This will improve our ability to compete, putting more dollars in the hands of Iowa consumers to purchase Iowa goods and services. Both of these objectives can be accomplished by returning a significant portion of our state's budget surplus to the taxpayers who made that surplus possible in the first place. In this budget, I am proposing a significant plan to reform our property tax system to make it competitive and to provide nearly $400 million in actual property tax relief to Iowa's hardworking taxpayers. The principles guiding our property tax plan are simple: permanent property tax relief, no shift of the tax burden between classes of property, and property tax reduction for all classes of property. Our plan has three significant components. First, the budget fully funds the homestead tax credit and the elderly and disabled tax credit for fiscal year 2014. That's with an additional $33 million. Last year, as you know, we made a down payment on this funding gap, and this year we're going to close that gap once and for all. Second, I propose legislation to permanently change the school aid formula so that allowable growth will be replaced with 100% state aid. No longer will the school aid formula trigger automatic increases in local property taxes. Third, we will bring forward legislation designed to stop any future tax shifts between classes of property by tying the classes together in one combined rollback, correcting a mistake that was made when the original rollback formula was implemented back in the 1970s. This legislation will take the current 4% cap on valuation growth for residential property and agricultural land and cut it in half to 2% and apply it to all classes of property. If left unchecked, our current law will allow property taxes to grow by over $2 billion in the next 8 years, and half the increase will fall on Iowa homeowners. I find that prospect terrifying, and I ask you to work with me to ensure that property taxpayers are protected from this unprecedented property tax increase. My plan permanently reduces commercial and industrial values, tax values by 20% over a four-year period, and provides direct funding to local governments to replace 100% of the property tax revenue. My biennial budget provides resources to make this possible, and my five-year budget projection accounts for nearly $400 million in direct property tax relief. Small businesses in Iowa have paid some of the highest property taxes in the nation for far too long. These high taxes mean less money for businesses to hire new employees or provide salary increases for current employees. Businesses pay the taxes, yes, but it is the middle-class families who truly feel the pain. And it is those same middle-class families who will reap the benefits of a competitive property tax structure that makes it easier for us to recruit, retain, and grow those companies that create new jobs that Iowa families need. Our plan is to reform and reduce property taxes, is an investment in Iowa families and small business, but not at the expense of local government. In addition to lowering and reforming the property taxes, I'm committed to enhancing the skills of Iowa's workforce as a critical investment in meeting the needs of Iowa State, of our job creators over the next decade. To that end, our administration has embarked on an ambitious effort called Skilled Iowa to bring new workforce skills to our unemployed, underemployed, and those simply seeking better long-term careers. The impetus of the Skilled Iowa initiative came from conversations I had with Iowans like Bill Knapp and Jim County and Teresa Whalert on how we can bridge the gap, the skills gap, that so many employers have articulated as an impediment to bringing more high-quality jobs to Iowa. Our Skilled Iowa initiative builds on the STEM program to ensure workers in Iowa get the skills they need to fill the high-paying jobs of today and tomorrow. It is simply unacceptable to me to hear time and time again as I go through Iowa's 99 counties that employers are ready to hire, but our workers aren't prepared with the necessary skill set to fill these jobs. Skilled Iowa is helping to change this and bring new hope to Iowans. We already have 2,400 Iowa businesses signed up for Skilled Iowa, and 18,000 Iowans have used Skilled Iowa resources to certify their skills with a National Career Readiness Certificate. My hope is to grow this program and work with new employers seeking skilled workforce while serving more Iowans. Through lower property taxes and more highly skilled workforce, in addition to our successful economic development efforts, we have the opportunity to stimulate the state's economy and provide our citizens with the high-quality careers that they truly deserve. This is our opportunity. This is our Iowa. And speaking of our Iowa, today in the balconies of this chamber are school children from around our state. Today, they get the opportunity to watch democracy in action. I hope they will leave this building with the knowledge that each of us here shares a commitment to making Iowa a better place for them and their family. In today's knowledge-based global economy, youngsters must finish high school ready for college or career training. This is an economic and a moral imperative. We cannot continue to be complacent. Iowa's eighth graders led the nation in math back in 1992. Now we rank 25th, not because our scores have slipped, but because other states' scores, ours have been stagnant while other states have improved. We are shortchanging some of our best students, too. Just 8% of Iowa eighth graders scored at the advanced level on the math and science national test, compared to 15% in Massachusetts, which is now number one in the nation in education. Among Iowa's high school class of 2012 who went directly to a community college, more than 36% had to enroll in a remedial class. Let me be perfectly clear to the teachers who are here today and the teachers in classrooms across Iowa. You are not the problem. Iowa is fortunate to have many dedicated educators who work incredibly hard. I know this from visiting many schools all across the state, and because my daughter, Allison, teaches in Waukee, and the Lieutenant Governor's daughter, Jessica, teaches in Creston. Unfortunately, our teachers are stuck in a system designed for the 20th century. We must work together to transform our schools for the 21st century. Let's establish new roles for top teachers who will provide instructional leadership alongside principals to better meet the needs of every student. That's why elevating the teaching profession is at the heart of our 2013 education plan. There are three key pieces. The centerpiece of our plan is to revitalize Iowa schools with a new teacher leadership and compensation structure. Relying on teacher leadership is a hallmark of high-performing school systems around our country and around the world. Iowa has embraced paying teachers in innovative ways before. Back in 2001, the Iowa legislature passed, and Governor Vilsack signed a law establishing a career ladder. They understood back then that we were losing teachers who found few ways to advance professionally without leaving the classroom. But unfortunately, It was never funded. Establishing new career pathways promises to do more than just raise student achievement. It will offer outstanding teachers new professional opportunities. Our plan honors teachers by recognizing how vitally important they are and provides 5 career pathways that teachers may pursue. Educators will be able to advance their careers in the classroom through these numerous pathways. Our plan gives teachers the opportunity to make a meaningful impact as leaders in their schools while giving our children a better education. The end result for Iowa's children will be better performance in the classroom and better opportunities in their future. This kind of reform does come with significant cost, but it's a cost I believe to be a true investment in educational excellence. I'm recommending a $160 million state investment in this new teacher compensation model to keep our best performing teachers in the classroom throughout their entire careers. And I believe that we should resolve the issue of what we're collectively willing to invest in achievement-driven reform before we spend a minute discussing additional resources to support our existing educational system. The second piece of our education reform plan, the Teach Iowa Initiative, addresses another key problem: recruiting top students to become teachers. The simple truth is we must attract more of our best students into the teaching profession. Today, I propose boosting beginning minimum teacher salaries from $28,000 to $35,000 a year, a 25% increase to help reduce the amount of financial sacrifice that high-achieving students must make in order to choose to enter the teaching profession. Additionally, I propose a significant expansion of a program administered by the Iowa College Student Aid Commission. Our Teach Iowa initiative attempts to attract more top students to teaching by offering tuition reimbursement for highly talented new graduates who teach in Iowa schools for 5 years. Priority will be placed on students majoring in higher-to-higher subjects like math and science, but awards will go to future teachers in other majors as well. And the Teach Iowa initiative includes a pilot to expand the traditional one-semester student teaching to a year-long apprenticeship in partner schools. Stronger clinical experiences stand to better prepare future teachers. The third piece of our plan to revitalize education in Iowa is a new college or career-ready seal that high school students may earn in addition to the diploma. We want business and education leaders to set high standards for the seals. Beginning next year, students will have the option at the state's expense of taking a college entrance or workforce readiness test. Our program will make it clear what it means to be college or career ready based on real-world expectations from Iowa business and education leaders. When Iowa can brag about having the best educated workforce anywhere, more businesses will locate and expand here. As a result, more young people will stay in Iowa because they can land good jobs that pay well and allow them to enjoy a great quality of life. Our children deserve our best because this is our opportunity. This is our Iowa. Lastly, I wish to speak to you about an issue that stands at the heart of our Iowa quality of life and is so personally important to me. That issue is the health and well-being of each and every Iowan, and my desire to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. As a former president of one of Iowa's medical teaching universities, I marveled at the progress that modern medicine has made to save lives and lengthen lives. Yet while we're living longer lives, I have to ask, are we living better lives? The obesity epidemic and the onset of more and more chronic diseases stretches the capacity of our medical system to meet our needs and stretches the ability of our taxpayers to support programs like Medicaid. This is why we've embarked on the ambitious public-private partnership to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. We have an opportunity to make Iowa communities vibrant by ensuring they have the health care professionals they need to keep their residents healthy. And why shouldn't doctors choose to live and work in Iowa? Yet, in the past decade, Iowa has fallen further and further behind in terms of active physicians per 100,000 residents. Sure, we're behind states like Massachusetts and Michigan, but we're also trailing neighboring rural states like South Dakota and Nebraska. Iowa is 46th in the nation in internal medicine, 47th in pediatric, 48th in psychiatry, and last in both emergency medicine and obstetrics and gynecology. We're home to two great medical schools, the University of Iowa and Des Moines University. In fact, we have over 1,500 medical students currently enrolled in these institutions, but we're not doing enough to keep them here after graduation. Today, I'm proposing three initiatives intended to keep Iowa and Iowans healthy by keeping more doctors in our communities. First, my budget proposes $2 million to support medical residency programs in Iowa. Last year, we came together and created a public-private partnership to help doctors serving rural areas repay their costly loans. My second proposal provides $2 million to launch the Rural Physician Loan Repayment Program and expand it to include OBGYN and emergency medicine doctors, as well as primary care physicians. My third proposal is for us to come together and pass a certificate of merit law and a cap on non-economic damages. Keeping in doctors in Iowa requires that we make our state a place that is friendly to those who practice medicine. The first oath taken by a doctor is to do no harm, and no group of people is more committed to protecting patients than Iowa doctors. Frivolous lawsuits are harming our ability to recruit and retain doctors. A certificate of merit simply requires a medical expert review the facts of a case when a lawsuit is filed to verify that the injuries could have come from substandard care. This lets real claims move forward and takes the weight of bad claims off the healthcare and judicial systems. These are sensible reforms. We know that they work because the states that have these laws have more doctors and lower insurance costs than we do. It is our responsibility, mine and yours, to work together to offer these generational gifts, the best education, a thriving marketplace where startups are competing to create jobs for all Iowans, coupled with responsible and measured leadership from each of us to promote and enhance what is right with Iowa and to reach our full potential. This is our opportunity. This is our Iowa. It is the promise of a good people who demand a good government and expect the men and women serving in that government to put aside their differences and come together to make good public policy. It is the promise of providing hardworking parents the ability to give their children a world-class education. It is the promise of a way of life that provides opportunities to thrive here in the heartland of America. The condition of our state is strong and growing stronger every day. We stand at a place in history where many other states are burdened with way too much debt and looming uncertainty, while Iowa is well positioned for unprecedented growth. While some states across this country are choking opportunities right out of their states through overtaxation and overregulation. Iowa is like a lighthouse, beaming a bright light of opportunity to those seeking a better life within our borders. Let us turn the page and write a new chapter in Iowa's history, a chapter that reflects how a people of good character and common purpose, who were genuinely committed to working together, provided dynamic solutions that led to the best time in our state's long and proud history. A chapter that will hail the unprecedented growth of job opportunities and rise in family incomes for all Iowans. A chapter that celebrates the fact that every Iowa child has access to the best education in the world. A chapter that affirms how Iowans' quality of life reached new heights as our citizens became the healthiest in the United States. This is the chapter of our history that you and I, each and every one of us in this chamber, have the opportunity to write. Let's write it well. Let's write it together. This is our opportunity. This is our Iowa. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the people of Iowa.